Our faith then, like Peter's, needs to grow so that we will keep our eyes on the Lord and not give in to fear of the storm. How do we let our faith grow? Our first reading gives us a clue. Elijah the prophet, who has fled for his life from Queen Jezebel, whose false prophets he defeated on Mount Tabor, or Mount Horeb, one of them, encounters God on another mountain. As he huddles in a cave where he has taken refuge, he sees the destruction caused by a ferocious wind, a great earthquake, and a mighty fire, and how destructive fire can be, as we have seen recently in the Hawaiian island of Maui. But God is in none of those terrifying phenomena. After the fire, there was a tiny whispering sound. When he heard this, Elijah hid his face in his cloak and went and stood at the entrance of the cave. God was in the tiny whispering sound. It was his voice. We encounter God when we turn off the noise that clutters our lives and give God time in prayer. We need to have quiet time to pray, but if we give that time to the Lord, we will find that he speaks to us in a variety of ways. We speak to God, of course, ourselves in prayer, but it's not a one-way conversation. God gets back to us, sometimes through an inspiration in that prayer or another time of prayer, sometimes through a scripture verse or a scripture story that we remember, sometimes something said on a billboard or a vanity license plate that we see, sometimes in a casual remark another person makes. We hear that tiny whispering sound, God, because we've been open to prayer. There are other ways in which we encounter God, of course, the Mass and the other sacraments, the Bible, the lives of the saints, our faith-filled conversations and good works and the support we receive in the community of faith. But I focus on personal private prayer as the foundation of our spiritual life. If we give God the time, our faith over time will get stronger. We will learn to keep our eyes on Jesus and not give in to the fear of the storm. We will become more faithful sons and daughters of God and be better prepared to meet the Lord when our time comes to pass from this life.